Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Why don't I start with this one? Solar Max might arrive early. The reason I'm bringing it up, we've been talking about cosmic radiation, galactic radiation, et cetera, are causing problems with humanity, arthritic problems, mental problems, mental fog, weakness, all kinds of things are going on. Anyway, this is from Space Weather. It says Solar Max might arrive early. Solar maximum is coming, maybe this year. New research by a leading group of solar physicists predicts maximum sunspot activity in late 2023, early 2024, a full year earlier than other forecasts. Now, this is kind of interesting, early 2024, because remember the solar eclipse that forms an X over mighty Babylon, the USA, is on April 8th that completes that termination X. So it's all kind of coming together in a way. The paper is based on our work with the termination event. And anyway, what do you think about that, Larry? Kind of interesting.
I think it's rather interesting that they're putting it out there, and we're seeing all of this solar flare activity and charged particles that are bombarding Earth on a daily basis. They've given us a little bit of warning or heads up, but most people won't take it as that.
Yeah, and also, by the way, folks, UV ratings. There are those who are claiming that the UV rating C is part of that UV, and there are those reports that C is already coming down to the ground. It's the more dangerous of all of them, I guess. Well, UV can be extremely dangerous in the last year, for example, down by the equator and even down where Larry is. The UV ratings were basically off the charts, and I don't think that's going to stop either. And I remember Stan Deo telling that there are other cosmic rays coming off the sun as well. And you'd do well in when you're out in bright sunlight to at least get something on your your bod so that you don't burn up. And so I just wanted to let people know. Anyway, solar cycle 23 could be twice as strong as solar cycle 24 was, which peaked back in 2009. So anyway, that's just kind of an interesting thing with everything else accelerating rapidly. Anyway, where do you want to start, Larry?
Well, I guess we could start with this really interesting. I wanted to bring up something and get your opinion, because this is odd. And it kind of gives me a question. You know, we've watched and we've been mystified, or at least I've been mystified, at what Stormy Daniels holds over Donald Trump. What does not want to be out? And, of course, Trump said, you know, we didn't have sex. And I heard that she'd even admitted that there was no sex. So, you know, you don't hang out with somebody her caliber and, you know, for nothing burger, if you want to put it that way. But listen to this headline. This is really, really interesting. And it's not circulating very much. It's put out by endtimesheadlines.org. Steve Quayle's Q Alert News has put it out. So I copied it and put it on my blog today because I thought it was really interesting. And I was just wondering, you know, and after reading this, I was wondering possibly if at a time Trump was kind of weak and wondering where things were going to go, if he actually maybe got a reading from her. But anyway, let me read this because it's interesting. It says, Stormy Daniels tries to summon demons with magic cards during an interview with new news reporter, bringing her to tears. It says, according to Fox News, Daniels read and interpreted magic cards out of an oracle deck for the reporter Olivia Nuzzi, known for the New York Magazine articles. Says Stormy Daniels attempted to obtain answers about Donald Trump for Nuzzi using the spirits openly. Said it's, and did make a comment, you know, from the spirits apparently, says it's chaos, death, and destruction. So she's basically tying in from the spirit realm, Donald Trump and chaos, death, and destruction, and indicating possible riots or civil war. What do you think, Stuart? That, this is really an odd thing. You know, we've never been told that she dabbled in the dark arts, but
yep.
Maybe there's more to this story than we even know.
Oh, I think there probably is, yeah. And it's essentially what she'd done is put a curse on him. You know, the powers of darkness are extremely powerful. I'm working on a new book, so to speak, and I'm getting into the powers of Satan and what he can do and what he can't. And people just don't appreciate his power and what he can do. He wasn't called the prince in power of the air for nothing. He wasn't called the god of this world for nothing. And he was an arch enemy of Jesus Christ. And now what we have is people who really don't even know that Satan exists, which gives him ample opportunity to work through people like Stormy Daniels and conjure up all these things. And, of course, Donald probably doesn't have a lot of protection from the Lord other than for what his job was. You know, he was definitely appointed to do a job, and he did it. And I've also thought that Donald gave us a delay or to repent, and the nation refused. So maybe she's conjuring up to make sure he goes to prison, stays in prison. Or, as didn't you report, I think on the last show, was it somebody that was an arms dealer emailed or got in touch anyway with Donald? And said, they mean to kill you. They mean to put you in prison and do you in. This kind of sounds like it's the same thing, just from a different direction. What do you think?
Yeah, I read that on, I think, the last show. And this was the Russian merchant of death, by the way. He was in a prison. He was actually captured overseas and then brought back to the U.S. and was in a prison here, and then the Biden regime released him, and who knows what for. Somehow he supposedly had a Ukrainian connection, and I suppose he was released, but he couldn't get out of Russia after he got back into Russia to get into Ukraine and couldn't, I guess, do what he was supposed to do. However, the oddity is that he sent a telegram to Donald J. Trump and told him, said that he had the inside information that basically they were going to do him, if you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
and that his life was in imminent danger because they had to stop him completely, and said that said he wouldn't survive if he didn't get out of the United States. So anyway, I find that interesting.
Yeah, when you couple that with what Stormy Daniels just did, yeah, more than interesting. So they're going after any protective barrier he has, try to break through it. And that would stir up the people. If they're looking for a mass revolution, one of the best ways to do it would be to kill Donald Trump, or at least make it look like he is dead or whatever. So we're just going to have to wait and see how this all plays out. But and yeah, something. And Donald has, you know, most of the people he surrounded himself with, so-called Christians, really were the were not really true Christians at all. They're part of that fake operation that's going on in America.
Yeah, anyway. I was going to share real quick that this dovetails into what we were talking about with Stormy Daniels a little. I've got two quick articles. Get your opinion on. Maybe we can enlarge on it Friday. But anyway, the War Room this morning, April 12th, Joe Allen was on and said the insiders are talking of aliens, demons, and transhumans and AI. And he says he's now getting reports that it is incredibly easy to summon demons using AI. Now, I find that interesting. And at the same time, you know, we talked about, I think we did anyway, I may have my shows all mixed up, but we talked about Elon Musk recently kind of disappearing, if you will, and becoming very quiet and going to China and, you know, working with China. But anyway, this is really interesting. It came out on Getter today. ZeroHedge.com also has the story. Listen to this. Elon Musk reportedly buys thousands of GPUs for an AI project. Says Musk buys nearly 10,000 of GPUs, which are graphics processing units, to further the AI project at Twitter. Says GPUs work on massive, large-scale AI models developing. So, Stuart, this AI thing, this transhumanism thing, this AI and demonic activity and connection with aliens, all of this is tying together, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, of course, there are those, I can't remember the guy's name, but he claimed that Satan, I'm not sure where he got it from, the Bible somewhere he claimed, that if you really examine the issue, Satan is not a carbon-based life form like we are, but a silicon-based life form. And that's computers. They run on, these boards. And
well,
go ahead.
I was just going to mention that they didn't name it Silicon Valley for nothing.
That's right. That's right. And it was a very, very interesting take. And, of course, it goes along with the golem of the ancient Israel. It's kind of a, you know, where this entity, whatever you want to call it, they call it the golem. But it was, it starts out by saying, how can I serve you? And then it becomes the equal of humanity. And then it takes over humanity. Well, if you go into Charles Klaus Schwab and Harari and all those people, what are they attempting to do? Merge us with a silicon AI entity. And, you know, you got the image of the beast that most speaks. I believe it's all digital. I think they're creating a digital world in which they intend to hardwire all of humanity into. And we will answer, and we become our own cell phones. We become our own computers. We don't need computers. We won't even need cell phones. We will become that internally. And now that they've really looked into what was going on with this mRNA jab, not only is it a culling operation, but it's altering mankind's internal and setting up some sort of a computer system within. So, yeah, they're working hard to do this. And who knows? We don't know if AI becomes a person, self-aware. Remember the Terminator series with Schwarzenegger where they became self-aware? And it was an AI system that was running all the nuclear warheads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've had AI systems around now for a long, long time. We just don't think about it as AI systems. When I was a professional aviator flying the jets, That's all AI. Your computers are running it. And it's AI. You push a button. You know, an airplane flies. How does it fly? By the artificial intelligence. It's really artificial intelligence. We just don't think of it that way. Well, now they're coming out with these robots, so of course it can think and outmaneuver mankind. Obviously they can, because they can tap into all the world's knowledge and instantly retrieve it, whereas we just can't do that. I had a chief pilot once said, I know so much that I have to forget something in order to learn something else. Well, a computer doesn't have to forget it. So, yeah, we're headed for danger. And I agree with some of these guys that are saying we better pause this and really take a good look at what's going on. I don't think we're going to. I think we're just going to go full steam ahead. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. We can get into this Friday. It's kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about something. I'd sent you a link to apparently a video, if true, out of Siberia, out of Russia. And it's so strange because in the video, and you've seen the images, I sent you a couple of images from it.
Yes.
There's something very odd. You know, you could say it's a statue, you could say ancient statue of some kind that was dug up, or you can say it was a petrified, possibly fallen angel, or a demon, demonic entity in stone. Or I mean, you can say all kind of things about it, but I sent you the link also, and it comes, and it's odd because it reminded me, remember the golden mirror device, you know, that
yes.
was also removed from a coal mine in Russia. And it was high technology. And this is what's interesting, that intrigued me a little, because you often have talked about the Simpsons and how they have predictive value. Well, in this, they show the Simpsons episode number 54 at 1:05:51 mark, time mark. And in that, and I saw it, and you did too, they seem to, in a coal mine, discover what appears to be a fallen angel or a flying demon that's there. They find it. It's an ancient one. And now, Stuart, in this coal mine, they brought something up out of it, and you've seen it. This is odd, is it not?
Yeah, very odd. And of course, there's only one way to find out whether it's a statue that somebody made or whether it's a literal petrified fallen angel. I don't know if you remember the guy. I think he's probably still on YouTube. He's called the Mud Fossil Professor. And these things that he's finding, and they're X-raying them, and they're finding out that some of these huge, I mean huge, beyond anything we could imagine, people, I guess you could call them people, that he's, you can find the blood vessels, you can find the flesh, you can find it all. And they're called mud fossils. And so there's all kinds of weird stuff going on. And I do believe that the Lord is going to reveal all this stuff to people, because his goal is, he says, I don't want anyone to be lost. I want all to come to repentance. Well, the people of today all over the world basically reject the Bible as a mythology book. Doesn't have any truth in it. There's no such thing as fallen angels. We have aliens today. You know, star people that come from other star systems. Never dawns on them that they're possibly dealing with demonic sources, shapeshifters that can take on any form they want. So yeah, we're moving into a very dangerous area, and most of the people are, of course, totally biblical apostate, so they don't believe any of this stuff. You know, they really don't. Hence, millions and millions and millions are lost and don't even know it. That's just too bad. You said Barry Rothman has a new code you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I'm just going to mention it tonight, and we can get into the code itself because it's rather lengthy. It's got a lot of phrases in it, And it's an updated one that he has done, and he titled it World War III Start Date. And it's really interesting. He actually put out the update April the 9th, and this is what's interesting. It says his comment on the code itself, and we'll go into the code Friday night because we don't have time tonight, but his comment, I'll read tonight, history will show World War III began on July the 14th, 2015, with Barack Hussein Obama signing of the Iranian Nuclear Accord. And he's got a code that seems to lay that right out.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't doubt it. World War III is, you know, it doesn't have to be a hot war right away. It's a war of words first. It's a war of concepts, a war of that sort of, you know, rhetoric. Cold War. But it's going hot. And the Bible says it's going to go hot. That's why you and I have been warning people, get ready. Make sure you got water, food, and stuff on hand, let alone the economic collapse that's coming. That's a slow train wreck. There's more on that, too. Here's something interesting, though, Larry, exclusive. Speaker Kevin McCarthy designate cartels as terrorist groups. Time to embed some military on the border to fight them. I've often wondered, why don't we just go in there and take those cartel headquarters out? Mexico's not doing anything. Mexico could scream bloody murder. You invaded our country. Yeah, we did, because you wouldn't fix the situation. What do you think?
Well, my opinion is, and I've watched this exclusively for the last couple of years with the war room and some of their investigations and people they've got embedded in these caravans all the way from deep South America all the way up to our southern border. And it appears, from what I've seen, that almost all the cartel activity, the drug activity, the illegal trafficking, you know, the youth trafficking, you know, sex slaves, and actually the invasion of the United States seems to be organized and orchestrated by the United Nations.
Yes, and China's deep in the middle of it, and we're so dumb we don't even, I don't know. What can you say about it? The UN is basically owned by China. The World Health Organization is basically owned by China. And the Red Dragon of Revelation is a red dragon on Earth, and that, I believe, is a red Chinese, and they're taking over. And their social credit system is going to go worldwide, only it'll be on it'll be a draconian system on steroids. And you know, the World Economic Forum, all of that, they're headed for one thing, and that's that Great Reset, New World Order. And along with it, it's Antichrist to its core. And along with it, of course, comes persecution of Christians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anything good, anything of motherhood, apple pie, anything of morals and ethics has to be destroyed. They don't have any options. Because Satan is running this whole thing, and he's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So it can't have anything true in it. It's all got to be deception, delusion, and everything else that you can name along those lines. Here's a good example of it. Alarm sounded over scheme. Now, this is California, to eliminate parental custody of children that are 12 and older. In other words, what the state is actually saying is those children are not yours. They belong to the state. And that goes all the way down to the babies. Well, that's not what God says. God says the parents are the ones who are in control of that. So, you know, here we go again. Totally antichrist. Totally. Completely to the core. And it's just one thing after another. Anyway. What else you got you want to mention quickly?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, of all the thousands and thousands and thousands of parents that live in California, why are they still there? I can't even imagine, Stuart. And if they're still there, where their voices, I don't know, Stuart, you know, you and I talked earlier about what would it take to basically cause a revolution in America, and I can't even imagine anymore, you know, what could be used to motivate the American people. Could you?
No, not anymore. I used to think there might be a line in the sand somewhere, but the more I watch this, the more I'm thinking there really is no line in the sand. I would have thought that there would have been a line in the sand somewhere with child protection services where they just come in and take kids. And, you know, there would have been a time when dad or mom would have got out the shotgun and killed anybody that came in to steal their kids on just somebody's say-so. Never happens. Never happens. And it probably never will. There's something gone wrong, very wrong, with people, and it's all part of this system of Antichrist and his re-education of the American people. It's so subtle they don't even realize they're being re-educated. But at the same time all that's going on, listen to this one. IMF, International Monetary Fund, unveils Unicoin, the global central bank digital currency. They're doing it, folks, right under their noses. And this thing is going to be your slavery. And they're doing it along with bank failures. It's amazing how this is all coming out. Bank of America clients withdrew $2.3 billion from U.S. securities. There's a very silent, subtle run being made on our banking system. And they know that. So anyway, what else you got there, Larry, you want to talk about?
Well, I'm hearing, by the way, I know y'all have had some problems with your voting there in Wisconsin, but it appears the first televised assembly that Trump and others are going to do is going to be held in Wisconsin, of all places. I'm kind of shocked, but that's going to be in August, by the way, if everything holds together that long. I was going to mention also something really interesting. It says the Pentagon comments on leaks of classified documents says it causes a severe security risk, especially with information about the Ukraine war. Now, remember what they said when this first came out, Stuart? They said this is Russian disinformation. And now they're greatly concerned and shocked with these leaks because it puts, you know, even the Ukraine war at risk. Now, it would only do that, Stuart, if it was real.
Yeah, it would only do that,
then,
too.
Yeah, I wanted to comment real quick on top of that, that it's very interesting that Israel now is wondering what they, in some of these leaks, it shows that our U.S. intel agencies are spying on our allies. And now Israel's wondering, well, what are they spying on Israel for? And I've often made the comment, Netanyahu, would you really trust Biden if you were going to war? And, well, I don't never get an answer, though.
Well, truth be known, Babylon has stirred up trouble all over the world, and our intelligence agencies are involved in it. The Bible speaks about it. And that's one of the reasons that America goes down in flames. It says, you know, you guys, and I'm talking to the intel agencies, you spoiled all these nations. You went in there and did regime changes, and you did all this, and you did all that. It's right there in the scripture, folks. And you stirred up all kinds of trouble. And so God asks the question, do you not think that all those nations that you went in and spoiled are not going to come one day and spoil you? And, of course, the answer is, oh, yes, they will. And we're very close to that. And America is going down, folks. We're going down. And we're classified as a very evil, evil, hypocritical nation. And I believe Biden is selected by Trump because it shows how dead the American military and everything else is. No, we're going down. That's all. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on. We'll do all this on Friday night, And take care, folks. Heads up. Things are not going well. Anyway, good night. Thanks a lot, Larry.